Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you as always. In the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And oh, friend, if He isn't your Savior, He can be. If He isn't, He wants to be. He came to be, for Luke 19 and 10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." So if you're in that category as you begin this day, thank God for the grace of God, you can end it in a different way, in a different way. Well, Debbie and I are excited, as we always are, about the program, about the message God has given me, about the song that Debbie is going to do for us. A great song goes right along with the message that I'm going to share with you from the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, chapter 6, the book of Genesis, chapter 6. And I believe it's fitting for our day. I believe it's fitting for the time of day as far as the season and this part of the year, at least the original making and presenting of this. But I believe it would be good any time. I believe that with all of my heart. So, would you pray for me? I've already prayed for you. Like I say, I'm going to look in the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, in chapter 1, and Debbie's going to do a song before that. The title of it is, "This Path I Take," and you'll see when Debbie sings the song, and I share the message with you, why I believe it goes right along with it. You pray for me, I'm looking forward to sharing the message. Enjoy.
This path I take leads me through a barren
that look. stuff. You know what I'm going to say. I'm going to ask you, where is the path that you're on leading you? We're all going to eternity, friend. We're all going to be there. Well, I believe all too soon. And it's imperative that we know where we're going. It's imperative that we prepare for where we're going. And look, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, here's what you need to do. Realize you're a sinner. Look, you'll never be saved until you admit that you're a sinner. And when you do that, when you see yourself lost and undone, condemned before a holy God, you can repent of your sin. You can bow your head, humble your heart, and say, God, I'm a sinner, and I believe Jesus died for me when He died at Calvary. And I ask you now, the best I know how, as I repent of my sin, by faith to receive Christ as my Savior, I ask you now to save me. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible said, if man believeth in his heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, look, you do that. That's about the best thing that I can tell you today. And the best thing I can tell you today is Christ died for our sins. According to the Scripture, He was buried. And according to the Scripture, He was on the third day, came out from among the dead. And that's a poor quotation of great passage in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. But that's not the message today. It's always part of every message that a man of God ought to preach is an invitation of salvation to lost men and women. But the message today is this. It's a question. What are we going to do? And it's got a subtitle to it. We're going to keep on keeping on. Thank God. I believe that's what Noah's family said to him sometime here in the book of Genesis, chapter 6. The Word of God says, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. The Bible goes on and says that it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But, thank God, aren't you glad for that word? But, thank God, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now look what the Word of God goes on to say. He said, these are the generations of Noah. Noah's a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God. And the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, and the earth is filled with violence. Second time he said that, by the way, through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now watch this. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. I'm going to talk to you today about this question. What are we going to do? And the subtitle to it is simply, and yet wondrously, keep on keeping on. Don't you imagine? A lot of times that's what Shem, Ham, and Japheth said to Noah when they were sitting around the table. Their hands were filled, no doubt, at some time or another with blisters and then with calluses. No doubt their bones ached. Their body was tired. No doubt they were frustrated in that generation that was on their way to judgment, on their way to a Christless eternity. Are you imagining that they were more tired from the ridicule of their neighbors, the question of their neighbors, the mockery of their neighbors, and they were the tired bones and the tired bodies? Don't you imagine at times that maybe Noah and his sons, as they were building that ark, ran into problems and issues? I don't know of what kind specifically we can imagine, but I'm not going to do that. But don't you imagine there was some discouragement at times? Don't you imagine that there were questions that ran through their mind? I believe they knew that God had said, look, 120 days, and I'm gonna do something different. 120 days, and I'm gonna start over. Can I tell you, sir, ma'am? I don't know who you are listening. Don't know what your problem is. Don't know where your background is. Don't even know what your future is. I know the two choices you have. You can either serve Christ and go to a place that Jesus has gone to prepare, or you can continue to reject Him and live for today and forget about eternity and wake up in a place the Bible says is only prepared for the devil and his angels. But you need to decide. You need to decide. Don't you imagine Noah and his family sometimes wondered? I mean, they said 120 years. Don't know that it took him that long to build the ark. But God said that's all the time that man has. Hey, we don't know how long we've got. We may not have another 120 seconds, sir, ma'am. It's imperative. Bless God, it's imperative that you get your life right with Jesus, that you repent of your sin and receive Him by faith. I imagine Noah would look at his boys. No doubt he loved them, without a doubt. He was a just man. He was a righteous man. The Word of God says that Noah was a righteous man. He's a man that was blameless. The Word of God said it wasn't that he was perfect. But I'll tell you, he walked upright in that day. He was right with God. He was right with his neighbors, his society that he lived in. I'm talking, listening about a man who was a descendant of Enoch, a descendant of a man by the name of Methuselah. Lamech was his dad. Methuselah was his granddad. And oh, I believe every now and then when those boys and maybe their wives began to talk at the dinner table, said, Hey, Papa Noah, what in the world are we going to do? Hey, thank God. He'd say, we got to keep on keeping on. There's no reason to quit. There's nothing left for us to do. We got to keep pulling. We got to keep pressing. We got to do what's right. We got to do what we know, without a doubt, God has told us to do. He said, look, we're not done yet. We're still building. The ark's got work to be done to it. Look, the flood hadn't come. The rain hadn't fallen. There's people around us that still need our witness. They may reject it, but they need to see it. And you know what we're going to do? Listen. Listen, Shem. Listen, Ham. Listen, Japheth. And I believe their wives have their ears perked up too. I believe Noah's wife said, look, I'm tired too. I really am. I'm so tired. But thank God, look, remember what Dad called me? He called me rest. Hey, there's a rest for the people of God. May not come in this life, but there is coming a time, bless God, when we will have that rest in another world. Noah knew what it would be like. Noah knew that down in his spirit. He said, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep doing what's right. We're going to keep doing what we have done. We're going to keep doing what we know without a doubt God has called us to. I believe his sons and maybe looked at him and said, Dad, nobody else is doing it. I believe Noah still, I'll tell you what, listen, bless God, though nobody else is doing it, I've heard from God. I've got His Word. I've got His promise. And here's what the Noah family is going to do. We're going to keep on keeping on. Bless God, we're going to keep on building. We're going to keep on working. I like an old song that some of my my spiritual heroes of my young age and even this age, they sing. Going to keep on working. Going to keep on singing. Going to keep on preaching till He comes. Thank God, that's what we're going to do. That's what this old country preacher is going to do in this Noah-like days, in this Lot-like days. And it looks like our world has lost its blooming mind. You look at what's going on in Washington, D.C., and we're at the time when President Trump is being impeached. Oh, what a farce. What a tragedy, friend. What a sad day for the United States government. Look, he's not a perfect man, but I'll tell you what, I'm persuaded too many people in our Congress have lost their blooming mind if they ever had a good one from the beginning. That's another message altogether. Look at the violence in the land. Look at how people are living only for the here and the now. I'm telling you, they could care less about eternity, about eternal things. Look at what they're doing, friend, in this apostasy day of that last great apostasy that will precede the second coming of Christ. You say, preacher, what are you going to do? Well, bless God, I'm going to do what Noah did. I'm going to keep on, keep it on by the grace of God. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to encourage my family. I'm going to encourage my church. I'm going to encourage myself in the Word and in the Lord. Bless God like David did. But I'll tell you what we're going to do, sir, ma'am. We're just going to keep on keeping on. Doesn't matter the opposition we face. Doesn't matter the ridicule that we hear. Doesn't matter the disbelief and the doubt that surrounds us and all but inundates us. So all we got to do is go back to the Word of God and go back to God in prayer and the God of the Word and say, oh, I need my eyes touched. I need a new vision. And like He gave Isaiah, bless God, before long, when we get up, we'll be seen, sane again with a renewed strength, with a renewed vigor. Lord, hear my, send me. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to keep on keeping on. You say, preacher, we've been doing a long time. Well, listen, we're not there yet. We're not done there yet. Let's just keep at it. Let's just keep God's Word. Let's just keep doing God's will. We know what it is. We're clear about it. We understand it. It's bringing glory to God. It's helping this generation. I mean to tell you, friend, we're making a difference. We are a different people. We're light. We're salt. Bless God and listen. When we're gone one day and the church is going to be gone, I'll tell you, it's going to be gone. We're going to be snatched away just like Enoch was. We're going to be gone. And then just like Noah was, the children of Israel is going to be preserved through that awful time of tribulation, Revelation 6 through 19. And I'll tell you, friend, during that time all hell's going to break loose. Hey, it's bad enough now, don't you? There's violence in the earth. The hearts of men's, or the wickedness of men's heart is great, is it not? Seems like it's like Noah days. It was evil continually. I'm telling you, men and women alike are just concerned about the here and the now. But I'll tell you, friend, listen, we got to keep doing what's right. We're just going to keep on doing it. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Noah's family asked Noah. Noah said, we're going to keep on working. We're going to keep on putting pitch on that boat. We're going to keep on gathering food. We're going to keep on gathering those animals. We're going to keep on building, bless God, and doing it God's way. Doesn't matter how hard it is, how we're going to keep doing it. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something's profound? I wish I'd have thought of it, but I didn't. But can I tell you something? Noah is known, is he not, for building an ark. Can I tell you something? That's a pretty good thing. I mean to tell you, people know about Noah building his ark, but you know what they forgot? They forgot that Noah, bless God, was building godly character and a godly family. Can I tell you that's the most important thing? Most important thing that Noah did in that day, that was walk with the Lord because he wanted his children to. I'm telling you, his grandfather Enoch walked with the Lord. And you know what? It had an impact on Noah himself. And he walked with the Lord. In fact, he was walking with him in such a way, in a time when it's a lot like our time, and when people were ridiculing somebody that was trying to be godly. Somebody said they believe the old King James Bible. Somebody that still sings the old hymns of faith and believe thus saith the Lord is right, and that wants to be separated from the world and unto God. Oh, listen, friend, Noah was doing it. He knew what it meant to his generation and to his children. I'm telling you, sir, ma'am, I don't know who you are. When you get around your family table, when you get a chance to look at your children, your grandchildren, you need to tell them, saying, look, this is what we're going to do. I know what kind of world we're living in. I know what kind of generation this is. I know what kind of hard time. And by the way, it's never been an easy time to serve the Lord. We're just going to keep doing what's right. We're going to stick to that which is tried and proven. We're going to stick to what we know to be the will of God. We're going to look in the Word of God as it looks in us. And we're going to try to walk pleasing to God. We don't want to compromise. We don't want to give in. And bless God, by the grace of God, we're not going to give up. Hey, what are we going to do? Well, we're just going to keep on keeping on. Can you imagine the opposition? Can you imagine, friend, listen, the opposition that came against them? Look, the overriding question, I believe again, is what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Do you know what? In every generation, listen, it just seems like there are people that are against lost and in rebellion against God. Heaven, those of us who have been called out of darkness in the light. And look, if you're in darkness, you can be called out of it today. That's why you're hearing this old country preacher. He'd like to see you saved. He'd like to see you delivered. He'd like to see you doing the right things. At least say, why are we going to keep on keeping on, preacher? Well, look, friend, because it's the right thing to do. It's not the only thing to do. We can throw up our hands and quit. We can throw up our hands and say, hey, look, it was never true. I never really believed it. And we can prove that. Do you hear me? But if you believe it, thank God you'll stick with it. That's what the Word of God said. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, the Word of God said. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to keep doing it because it's the right thing to do. We're going to keep doing it because God's Word says to. Isn't that amazing? Because God's Word says to. And because God needs somebody to. I'll look over in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. It talks about that man Noah. He was mentioned 50-some times in the Bible, maybe 9 different books. And please don't quote me with that. Look, maybe I need to look at my notes and see how many times it was. Look, he was mentioned at least 50 times in 9 different books. I was right. And thank God, isn't that amazing? Over there in the book of Hebrews, you know what the Word of God says about him? It says something phenomenal. Listen to what it says. But Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by under which he condemned the world and became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Thank God. I believe if you look at Shem, Ham, Japheth today, look at their wives, look at Noah and his wife and say, hey, how do you think it was worth it now? They'd say, sure was. Boy, it was hard. Wasn't easy. There were times that it seemed impossible, but oh, how glad we are that we kept on keeping on. I remember when the ark rested. I can remember when the waters receded. I can remember when we put on our feet on firm, terra firma on dry ground. Hey, it was worth it. How to become the heirs of the righteous covenant of Almighty God. What are we going to do, friend? What are we going to do? Well, we're going to do like Noah. We're going to keep on walking. We're going to keep on walking with the Lord. Thank God. We're going to keep on walking for the Lord. That's what this generation needs. It needs somebody to be light in this darkness. It needs somebody to be faithful. It needs somebody to say like Jeremiah did, I'm going to stand, bless God in the way, and I'm going to seek the old path, and I'm going to walk therein. It needs somebody like Ezekiel said and asked, where is a man? God sought for a man to stand in the gap and build up the hedge. Hey, I want to be that kind of man, don't you? Hey, friend, I want to walk with God. I want to work for God. And you know what else I want to do? I want to keep on growing. I want to grow in His grace and in His knowledge, don't you? I want to grow in my Christ-likeness. Do you know that's God's ultimate plan and program for the believer? It's to be made or conformed to the image of His dear Son, according to the book of Romans, chapter 8. I mean, that's God's will for a lot of little Christs to be running around up in heaven. Isn't that amazing? God loved His Son so much that He wants us to be just like Him. That's why we're down here called Christians. Thank God. What a title is given to those down at Antioch in that day, the first century A.D. of Christianity. It was a word and a name of contempt and scorn and ridicule. But thank God, God has made it something that honors His Son and identifies those who follow Him. I'm going to keep on working. I'm going to keep on walking. I'm going to keep on living. Thank God. And I'm going to keep on learning. Boy, I don't know near enough. Those of you that heard me preach before, those of you that have been this old country preacher for 30 years plus, I'm in my 32nd year of radio ministry. That amazes me. You'll wonder why in the world I ever started. You say, preacher, you don't know enough. Well, I don't know enough, but thank God I know somebody that knows everything. Amen. And I'm going to keep on learning. Thank God I'm going to keep on living for Him. I like this Christian life, don't you? I mean to tell you, I like the peace that it has. I like the promise promise that I possess. I like the place that God has put me in Christ Jesus. I'm glad I'm not where I used to be. I'm glad I'm not what I used to be. I'm glad to be saved by the grace of Almighty God. I'm going to keep living. I'm going to keep growing. I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to keep working. Bless God, telling about it. I'm going to keep looking for Him to come. I believe Christ is coming. Don't you? Just like the Word of God said. I mean to tell you, He'll come when it was like Noah days. He'll come when it was like Lot days. And I'm telling you, I believe in my opinion, according to the Word of God, what I see, what I read, what I feel in the depths of my heart. It can't be long before Jesus returns. And the question is, quickly, in closing today, are you ready? What are you working for? We're all working for something. We're all walking towards something. We're all living for something. It's got to be the right thing. Hey, listen, Jesus loved you. He died for you. God, listen, has judged this world once by water. But I want you to know something, friend. He's going to judge it again the next time with fire. Do you hear? I mean to tell you, He's going to judge it the next time with fire. Thank God. Look, you got to be ready. You got to be ready. You got to realize you're a sinner. I'm starting where, ending where I started. You got to realize you're a sinner. Recognize Christ the Savior. Repent of your sin and by faith receive Him. And if you do that, friend, if you do that, He'll save you. Call on Him now. Don't delay. We may not have 120 minutes, not let alone 120 hours or days or years. Call on Him now and say, God, be merciful. You're going to be a sinner, and God will save you for His glory ever the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us, and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TomAndDeBbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.